this process of inner Torah, this process of learning to work with ourselves and learning to really use the circumstances of our lives to grow us, to help us become the people that Hashem really created us to be, that's an ongoing process. It continues, Imrit Hashem, for the totality of our lives. The reason that we're here, all of us, as different as we are, one from each other, we're all here for the same purpose. We're all here to get as close as we can to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be vessels for His light in this world, to realize the vast soul potential that He blessed each one of us with, and that only through the circumstances of our lives are we going to be able to reach. In other words, we're all in potential, and it's through the challenges that each one of us has, and they're tailor-made for us. I've seen that so profoundly in my many years of working with women individually. It's nothing short of awesome to see how Hashem gives each person the tests and the circumstances that are best suited for them to grow and stretch and become all of who they have the potential to be. So we're all here for the same purpose, as different as we are, one from each other. And we're all going to be using, Imrit Hashem, the same tools, these inner Torah skills that we're going to be learning in our time together, in order to realize that purpose. And what we're going to be doing is trying to clear out a lot of the debris, a lot of the baggage and blockages and impediments from our past that are getting in the way of us living fully in the present, of being the adults that we all are, and actually enjoying that period of adulthood and all the blessings and opportunities that accompany that. And in order to do that, as most of you are aware, on some level, either from having done Inner Torah work or read the books or been in other programs where Inner Torah is incorporated, that the primary vehicle we're going to use to accomplish this is building a relationship between our adult selves in the present and what in Inner Torah we call the younger vulnerable self. And that term I'm going to describe to you, whether totally in this session or perhaps in the next session, the terms that you will hear repeatedly in Inner Torah work. But younger vulnerable self is one that I'd like to clarify right at the beginning. Because when I'm speaking about younger vulnerable self, I'm not necessarily talking about a child aspect of us. It might very well be, but the term younger vulnerable self refers to any part of you that's holding strong emotions that have yet to be processed and worked through and integrated into who you are. So it has nothing to do with age. Your younger vulnerable self could be you from last week. It could be you from last month. It could be you from a decade ago, or it could be you 30 years ago. Basically, any time in your life other than the present moment. That's what we're referring to when we're using the term younger vulnerable self. And when we're using the term adult self, by that we're talking about the you today at this moment in time, with all of your life experience and all of your knowledge and all of your aspirations and all the other wisdom that you've accumulated over the years. And trust me, even if you're in your 20s, you've accumulated wisdom and you've had life experience and you might not yet have culled that experience for the learning that it holds, but it's there. And even more so as the years go on, in the 30s and in the 40s and in the 50s and in the 60s, there's so much that everybody has inside of them. And in Emir Tashem, what we're going to be doing over this time together is drawing out that wisdom and helping you utilize it as a source of strength in your life today. So when we're saying adult self, we're simply referring to the factual reality of your age and stage of life in the present and whatever your life has involved up to this point. One thing I want to make clear is we're not implying here that your adult self is going to have all the answers or in any way be all-knowing. We just want to connect the you today in the present with the younger, vulnerable you. Those are terms that I might use today, adult self and younger, vulnerable self, and I wanted, for those of you who are new to Inner Torah, I wanted you to have a sense of what those words meant. Now, the path that we're going to take is one that builds, each week builds on the next. We're going to start with looking at what Inner Torah is, and we're going to cover that somewhat today. And then we're going to look at the question of why do we have to relate to the past in order to live fully in the present. And we're going to talk about that and explore that. One thing I want to emphasize, though, is that we're not going to the past for the sake of going to the past. The only time and the only way we're revisiting parts of ourselves and our lives from the past is if something's happening in the present that we're not comfortable with. We're reacting to something in a disproportionate way. We're troubled by something in a way that doesn't make sense to us. Our response to something is more prolonged than we would like it to be, or perhaps the opposite. We don't understand why we don't have a response to something. And again, all of these things we're going to talk about in more detail. I'm raising them now because I want you to understand that this program and Inner Torah in general is very much present focused. So we're relating to ourselves in the present and using our experiences in the present when we need to as gates to go back and find and heal and grow the parts of ourselves that may be stuck in earlier times and are getting in the way of our being who we have the potential to be today and who we have the potential to grow into. So we're going to look at the attitudes and the outlook that need to be cultivated in order to maintain an Inner Torah perspective. And then we're going to move very specifically into each of the skills, how to identify a situation in the present, how to connect with your experience in the present, both on a bodily level and on an emotional level, and how to use that as a gate to find the part of yourself that needs help at that moment, and then how to provide that help. So we'll be doing that step by step by step. And although in the beginning, for those of you who are new, it might seem a little awkward or contrived, and it might be difficult, if you're willing to practice and willing to use these tools, that eventually you will become more comfortable with them, and it will become something very natural for you in your life and very much an integrated part of your life. So that's the first big piece of what we're going to be doing, is learning how to use Inner Torah. And we're also going to be looking at various topics that we all need to learn about. One is the power of grieving. It's very, very important to know how to grieve. It's one of the ways that we move in life, by being able to deal with loss and use it again to propel us to the next stage of our lives in a constructive and a productive way. So we're going to spend some time on that skill, the skill of grieving, and we're going to look at other skills that our adult selves may be missing that make it difficult for her to help the younger vulnerable self in the ways that I've been describing. As much as inner Torah work is focused on coming into contact with our vulnerabilities and healing them and growing them, another equally important dimension of inner Torah is getting to know our adult selves, who we are today, what's important to us, what our standards are, what our values are. These are all things that many people in adult life have not taken time to stop and reflect on and to know, really, in relationship to what standard they're asking themselves to live. And it comes up in all kinds of contexts. It might come up in the context of how one keeps house, what standard one asks oneself to keep there. Or it might come up in the context of parenting. It might come up in the context of doing chesed. There's a continuum in all of these things, and it's our responsibility as adults, these things and many other things, it's our responsibility as adults to know where we stand on that continuum. And that's a mix of who we are by nature, what our hashkafa is, what our circumstances are, our health. There's so many variables. We're going to look at all of that. So we're going to be getting to know our adult selves. Now, we're going to be using all three Inner Torah books during the course of the workshop, Inner Torah and Practical Inner Torah and the Breath and Body of Inner Torah. And I know that a number of you have been working with those books already, which is terrific. And in Mirat Hashem, we'll be revisiting some of those writings again. And one other text that we will be referring to from time to time is actually my husband's sefer called To Live Among Friends, that in a very in-depth yet very practically applicable way looks at the halacha and hashkafa of Ben Adam Lechavero. And since much of what we're going to be looking at in the Inner Torah Learning Workshop has to do with our relationships with other people, we want to be able to understand what halacha asks from us in that realm, and that will at times be a starting point for us in our relationship with our younger vulnerable self. Now, a few points before we do a little breath and body work. First, this workshop is designed to help people in their own personal work, their own personal growth and development, and it's not designed to teach the skills that are necessary to do inner Torah work with others. So I just wanted to make that clear, that we won't be focusing on those skills in this workshop, the skills that are needed to work with other people. We're focusing on the skills that you need to work with yourself, in Yetz Hashem. Now, what I would invite you to do, and for those of you who are not yet prepared in this way, I would encourage you to get a headset so that you can be freed up when you're listening to this class and be able to move around. You're not tied to a phone, because we will be doing breath and body practices that invite you to move in various directions that will be made easier if you're listening on a headphone and not trying to hold a phone at the same time. It's not impossible, but it will be easier. One of the things that Inner Torah does is helps you come inside your body so that you can live life from inside this glorious, remarkable vessel that Hashem created to hold our neshamas in this lifetime. And as I talked about in the Breath and Body book, it is the most wondrous creation imaginable. And the more we get to know it, the more we appreciate that, and the closer we can feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in relationship to that. So little by little, because many, many women live outside their bodies, many women don't have the added strength and benefit that comes from being deeply connected inside and the relaxation that that brings. habits over the years often force people out of their bodies, and without even knowing it, they're living outside themselves and expending an enormous amount of energy to drag their bodies through life with them, as opposed to coming inside our bodies and using them, Emet Hashem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended us to use them. So we'll start, if you could sit comfortably and close your eyes and just take a minute to notice before we do anything at all. Notice how you feel in your body. Notice if you have an awareness of your body. Notice if you feel tension, pain, disconnect, anything that you can be aware of. And at the same time, see if you can notice what's happening with your breathing. Are you breathing slow or fast? Is your breath deep or shallow? Do you feel it more in your upper chest or in your belly? So all we're doing right now is, in a sense, saying hello to our breath and our body. And getting to know very, very slightly what's going on with it. Now from here, we're going to pay a little bit more attention to our breath, and I'm going to invite you particularly to focus on your exhale. And again, first begin by noticing what's happening. Is it short or long? Do you feel like you really empty out your breath? Are you quick to take another breath before you've completely exhaled? And this next breath, what I would ask you to do is allow your exhale to extend, to flow out of your body for as long as it feels there's breath to flow out, without straining, without forcing. And if it helps, you can make a sound. And just blow the breath out of your body. And then at the end of that exhale, just pause, and without you doing anything, let your body take the next breath by itself, which it will. You don't actually have to inhale. Your body will do it on its own. So let that inhale come. And again, allow yourself to exhale fully, using sound if it helps you, or a sigh. And allow the next breath to come on its own, your body breathing by itself. And from here, I would invite you to bring your awareness to your feet and feel where your feet make contact with the floor. You can feel where the bottom of your shoe and your feet are in contact if you have shoes on, and then where the bottom of your shoes are in contact with the floor, or if you don't have shoes on, you can feel your feet in contact with the floor. So you're really aware of your feet. from there, bring your awareness to your face. And with your eyes either open or closed, whichever is comfortable for you, notice where there's tension in your face, perhaps around your eyes or around your jaw. And invite that area to soften. To relax. And now bring your awareness to where your body makes contact with the chair that you're sitting on. Feel where your back makes contact with the chair, where your legs are in contact with the chair, your thighs. And now we'll put it all together so that you're connected to your breath, allowing your exhale to flow fully out of your body. Sense your feet and your torso sitting in the chair. And your face. Hopefully a little softer and more relaxed than before we started. Now from this place inside your body, just allow yourself to receive what I'm going to continue to say about Inner Torah and about what we're going to be doing together. So you don't have to reach with your mind or your eyes. And you don't have to try to do anything. You can just let my words come to you. Take them in without any effort on your part. What we're doing here is beginning to practice an important part of the breath and body work that we're going to be doing together. We're beginning to practice learning to stay inside yourself and relate to whatever is going on, whatever you're participating in, from there. So I'd like you to use this workshop as an opportunity to practice this skill. That's why I'm going to, Lineder, typically begin these sessions with a guided breath and body practice. First of all, to help you transition from whatever you were doing before you started to listen, to actually coming to the Inner Torah work, and then to help you come inside yourself so whatever else we do in that session, Emir Hashem, you'll be able to hear from the inside and not just from up in your head. Our heads are very, very important, and they play a very important role in the Inner Torah process at the appropriate time, and we'll be exploring that together at length. At the same time, we want to be situated inside ourselves and able to connect to the physical sensations in our body and to our emotions so that we can bring all the pieces together. In Inner Torah work, we're going to be relying on our bodies in part to alert us to when something is problematic and needs our attention. And we all know this from the inside, whether it's our stomachs getting tight or our chest getting tight or our hands clenching. There's so many ways the body signals us that something troubling is happening. And it might be very subtle, a sinking feeling before you need to make a call to your child's principal, just by way of example. can be something very, very small, and yet that little twinge inside, that little sinking feeling, is some part of you that is asking you to pay attention to her at that moment and help her grow out of or heal or move beyond or understand whatever it is that is being triggered. It's another word we're going to learn over time. Whatever is being activated by that action that you're now getting ready to do, in the example I gave of calling your child's principal. So we want to get comfortable in coming into relationship with our bodies. And again, people are in various places in this realm. There's some people who are very comfortable there, some people who are not comfortable there at all, and this will be something new for them. And it really doesn't matter, because the bottom line in Inner Torah is that we start from wherever we are, and you're going to hear that over and over again in this workshop. So it doesn't matter where you're starting from. What matters is that you're honest with yourself about where you're starting from, and wherever you are, you can move from there step by step by step to where, Emet Hashem, you are hoping to go. People's aspirations of where they're trying to go and what they want to develop in themselves, they're beautiful. And there's no reason that we can't get there if we're willing to go step by step by step and stay with ourselves each step along the way. So our bodies are going to help us do that. And while I'm talking about that, I want you to be aware that it doesn't matter in this workshop where anybody else is. It's really not important for you. In other words, we each have our own inner landscape that we're exploring, and we're each at a different place in the journey. And that's what matters. It doesn't matter where the next person is. And as I talked about in the Inner Torah book, people come to this work at different times in life. Hashem's the master of timing, and some people come to it in their 20s. Some people come to it in their 40s. Some people come to it in their 60s and everything in between. My mother, of Shalom, came to it in her 80s and left out of this world transformed in a most remarkable way that I described in the Walking Mom Home book. So age is not an issue here, and prior experience is not an issue here. The main thing is being willing to be honest with yourself and be real with yourself. I also want to say that you shouldn't worry, those of you who are new to this work, if nothing happens for a while, because Inner Torah work is not about instant results. There's no magic here. It's about really developing a relationship with yourself, and that takes time. Any real relationship takes time. So be kind to yourself, and if you can, be patient. Or at least get to know the part of yourself who might be unkind or impatient. And actually doing the Inner Torah work and trying to learn Inner Torah is itself an opportunity to get to know parts of yourself that may be pushing you to be further along than you are, or parts of yourself that may be judging you about how you're doing or whether you're doing it right. These are all opportunities to get to know these parts of ourselves, and it doesn't matter in what context we get to know them. Once we free them up, we're freed up from them in all sorts of other contexts as well. So if Inner Torah itself, doing this workshop, brings you into relationship with parts of yourself that are struggling or otherwise having a hard time, that's great. That's the place to start. The work we're doing here is holy work. It's part of our Avodas Hashem. And no matter how difficult our circumstances are, it doesn't really matter. It's our job, each one of us, to embrace whatever we're given, to realize that it all comes from Hashem, and that we can be with it in a way that enables whatever it is to yield its wisdom and to help us contribute that wisdom to Klal Yisrael. And that's what we're going to be learning how to do over the time that we're together in this workshop. So it's something that Emet Hashem we're going to be using for our entire lives, because our lives are going to constantly keep serving up new circumstances and new challenges. I mentioned, for example, my mother Ova Shalom and the transformation that came to her in her 80s. That happened in the period that's called dying time. She was terminally ill. It was a very challenging time, and it brought a whole new set of tests for her, unlike any that she had encountered earlier in her life. So it opened up whole new opportunities for learning. And it's the same for all of us at every life stage, whether it's getting married, or it's getting a chas v'shalom divorce, or it's having children, or it's the children at different stages of life, having young children, having teenage children, having married children, different circumstances and different challenges in each of those. And I can go on and on and on elaborating all the different life circumstances, but you get the idea. We're going to continue to be challenged, and we're going to continue to face things that seem like they're too much for us. And yet we know that if Hashem is giving them to us, they're somehow for our benefit, somehow to grow us. And Inner Torah, Emet Hashem, is going to help us do that, accomplish those goals. So the first thing I want you to realize is Inner Torah is actually a way of being in this world. It recognizes that everything's from Hashem, and as I said before, our lives are holy text through which Hashem communicates with each of us individually, that our life circumstances and experiences are exactly as they need to be for our souls to evolve in this lifetime, no matter how frustrating, aggravating, difficult, painful, disappointing, no matter any of that. That is the reality, and that it's our job to be with whatever happens in a way that enables us to grow and to become who we were created to be. So that's a mindset, and again, it's very easy to say the words. To actually hold that mindset every time something happens, or at least to remember that it's there to go back to, if our first reaction is anything but that, which oftentimes it may be. Inner Torah gives us a home to go back to that puts things in a very different perspective. So that's the change in outlook and mindset we're going to be cultivating. And then Inner Torah is an actual process, which some of you are more familiar with than others, the process that's outlined in the Practical Inner Torah book. And as I said, we're going to explore in even more detail here. And that process takes us step by step into loving relationship first with ourselves, and then when we have a sense of ourselves that has been grown and developed through using Inner Torah, we can come to our relationships with others and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a very different place and participate very differently. Now, that's a process that involves skills that can be developed. Very simply, these skills can be developed and practiced by anyone who's willing to devote the necessary time and energy to learning them. And finally, as we've looked at a little bit today, Inner Torah is a way to come into fuller and more authentic embodiment of our soul, of our true essence. We're uniting our guf and our neshama in the process of doing Inner Torah work. And Emet Hashem, coming to know ourselves and to know our connection to our Creator from deep inside.